We all have our favorite villains, right? You know, those who really just get under your skin, the ones we love to hate. But what if we've been looking at them the wrong way this whole time? Like, what if their stories are more complicated than we think?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so today we're going deep on a classic Disney villain, Scar from The Lion King.
Okay.
And we're gonna see if maybe, just maybe, he's not as bad as we all
I
thought.
mean, we always kind of just accept the villain label, you
Right,
know,
right.
like it's just a given. But what happens when you actually start to think about it from the villain side?
Exactly. And to do that, we've got some really cool stuff to look at today.
Okay. Yeah.
There are these script excerpts, right, and some notes, and it's all about reimagining the Lion King, and it's called The Unseen Throne, Scar's
The
Truth.
Unseen Throne. Okay.
Then get this, the author says Mufasa, the good king, you know, the one everyone loves, he might not even have been the rightful king.
Really?
Yeah, they say the elders knew that Mufasa's family line, it didn't actually lead to the throne, but they chose to ignore it.
Huh. Why would they do that? Like, if the elders knew, why pick Mufasa anyway?
Right. Did they think Mufasa was just a better leader, or were they scared of something? Maybe even Scar himself.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe they had their own reasons. The script doesn't really say, but it makes you wonder, you
No,
know.
totally. And then it makes you think, did choosing Mufasa, did overlooking his family line, did that mess things up for Scar later on?
I think it's definitely a big part of it. The author talks about Scar's childhood, you know, before he was even called Scar, back when he was just Taka.
Right.
And they say, even as cubs, everyone liked Mufasa better. They kept praising Mufasa, saying, oh, he's got the heart of a king, while they kind of sort of put Taka down.
You know, that makes me think of all the stuff about like how siblings are, like how being compared all the time and favoritism, it can really mess with you growing up.
Oh, for sure.
Makes you all resentful and unsure of yourself, especially when someone's always saying you're not good enough.
Totally. Imagine being told, even if they don't say it directly, that you're not good enough for the throne. Like your brother's just he's just better just because.
Oof, that's rough. So this retelling, it's saying all that stuff early on, those whispers and doubts, that's what made Scar become the villain we know.
Yeah, that's interesting. It changes things, doesn't it? Like instead of Scar just being evil for no reason, it's like he became that way because of what happened to him, because of how people treated him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And this whole thing about Mufasa maybe not even being the real king, it just flips everything we know about Pride Rock upside down, right? It makes you wonder, what if Scar had been given a real shot? Like, what if everyone treated him well and thought he was worthy? Would he have still become the bad guy?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's something the original Lion King never even asks us to think about.
So it's like the elders, by picking Mufasa, they kind of made Scar into the villain they were scared of.
Yeah, that's really thought-provoking. Makes me
Yeah.
think about like self-fulfilling prophecies.
Right. Like, what if they had, you know, treated Scar better?
Right. Like focused on his good side,
Yeah.
not always comparing him to Mufasa, maybe things would have been different.
Probably. And that actually leads us to another really interesting thing about how Scar's story is retold here.
Okay.
It's about all the bad stuff he does. You know, in the regular Lion King, we see all that as just pure evil. Like he's just jealous and power hungry.
Right.
But in the Unseen Throne, it's like those actions are like almost acts of rebellion. The author's saying Scar wasn't just being mean. It was his way of fighting back against all the unfair stuff that happened to him.
Okay, yeah. Like he got cheated, denied his birthright, constantly pushed aside for Mufasa.
It makes you wonder if his anger, all that resentment that led to, you know, the bad stuff, was it all because of the system that had wronged him?
There's a really strong scene in the script where Scar actually confronts Mufasa. Like he straight up accuses Mufasa of wearing a crown that's built on lies. He even goes after the elders, says they chose Mufasa out of fear, not because it was fair.
Yeah, that scene, it always got to me, even in the original movie. But now, thinking about it this way, Scar's words hit even harder.
Yeah.
It's like he's not just trying to grab power, he wants to expose everyone, show how messed up the whole system is.
Right, like there's this righteous anger, you know, like a feeling that he got screwed over big time. It makes you wonder, was all that ambition, that thing everyone says is his big flaw, was it really just him trying to fix things?
Okay, so we've talked about Scar being manipulated, right?
Yeah.
But then let's look at what happens after he dies. It's like someone went out of their way to erase his side of the story, rewrite it to fit their own agenda.
Oh, for sure. The script shows us exactly how that happened, and it mostly points to Rafiki.
Rafiki.
Yeah, remember, he's the one who guides Simba. He's the one who teaches Simba to think of Scar as just pure evil.
Oh, yeah. There's that scene where Rafiki tells Simba to remember Scar as this, like, shattered upon the land, like he was someone who did not deserve the throne.
Exactly. And remember how Simba asks, like, what if he wasn't all bad?
Yeah.
And Rafiki just shuts him down, right? Like, nope. History has to be clear, Simba. We need a hero, not confusion.
It's like he's hiding the truth on purpose, giving this simplified version of history that helps whoever's in power.
Makes you wonder what Rafiki's really up to, right?
Yeah.
Is he really doing what's best for the pride, or
Right.
is he protecting some made-up story that benefits the people at the top?
You know, it's funny. We always think of Rafiki as this wise, spiritual guy, but in this retelling, he's almost kind of manipulative.
Yeah.
Like he's controlling what Simba knows, what he shouldn't know about his own
It
uncle.
makes you question everything he says,
Yeah.
you know? Like, how much of it is actually true?
So the author, they actually rewrite Scar's death scene too. They add this like tragic awareness to his last moments.
Oh, how so?
So as hyenas are closing in, we hear Scar's thoughts. He says, even shadows burn when they reach too close to the sun.
Whoa.
Like, he knows he's done for and his truth is going to die with him.
Yeah.
Like, he knows history will only remember him as the bad guy no matter what.
It's kind of sad, actually.
Right. And just before the hyenas attack, the script says he smiles, but not like a I won smile, more like a tragic knowing smile.
Wow, that's a powerful image.
It's like he sees the irony, you know? Like history's gonna be written by whoever wins, not by whoever was right.
Yeah.
And then in his last moments, we hear him say, "They will never know. They will never hear my truth."
Chills. That line just sticks with you. It
Yeah.
really makes you think there's always more to the story than we see.
Right. And a lot of times the voices that get silenced, they're the ones with the most important pieces of the story.
Totally.
So how does all of this new version of Scar with all the secrets and stuff, how does it compare to the regular Lion King story?
Well, in the original, Scar is just, you know, a bad guy, just jealous and wanting power. They don't really explain why he is that way, you know,
Yeah.
like what made him like that.
But the Unseen Throne, it goes deeper. It shows Scar as this complicated guy, shaped by everything around him, by choices other people made, by a system that was basically against him from the start.
Yeah, it lets us see him as more than just a villain. Like he's a victim, a rebel, a complicated character. And even though, you know, he does some bad stuff, you can kind of understand why, given what he went through.
And it makes you think about Simba differently, too. You know, in the original, he's the hero, end of story. But here you gotta wonder, is he benefiting from a system that's messed up?
Oh yeah, definitely. If Mufasa's claim to the throne was shaky, then Simba getting it brings up all sorts of questions. Like is he just continuing the injustice? Does he even have the right to be king?
Right, it adds this whole other layer to Simba's story. He's not just like fighting to get back what's his. He could be like propping up this broken system without even knowing it.
And that's the thing, right? Is just swapping one king for another, is that real justice? Or does real change have to come from like looking at the whole system, the foundation of it all?
Whoa. This deep dive, it's taken The Lion King, something I thought I knew like the back of my hand, and turned it into something totally new. I mean, I'm seeing Scar, Mufasa, even Simba completely differently.
That's what I love about these different perspectives, you
Yeah.
know? They make you think twice about what you thought was true. And in the end, you understand the story and the characters so much better.
So where does that leave Scar? If history is written by the winners, what happens to his story?
It means that his story, like his truth, his side of things, it's basically been ignored. He's been painted as the bad guy, the one who messed everything up.
But this unseen throne, it's saying maybe there was more to Scar. Maybe he was like a victim of his circumstances, you know, like the system failed him and that's what made him who he was.
And that's such an important point. There's always more than one side to every story. The villains we see in movies, in books, even in real life, they're usually more complicated than just being bad. They've got their own stories, their own reasons, things that happened to them that made them the way they are.
It's easy to just call someone a villain and be done with it, right?
Yeah.
But it takes more like empathy, real understanding to try and see the world from their point of view, to
Right.
think about what might have made them act the way they did.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes the Unseen Throne so interesting. It's asking us to question what we think we know, to look deeper, and to consider that even the worst villains might have their own truths that we don't see.
This has been amazing. It's really made me think about like the stories we tell ourselves, the things we believe are true, and how important it is to always look for different points of view.
And for everyone listening, I think the big takeaway here is don't just accept the stories you've been given. Look closer, find different perspectives, and remember, even the stories you think you know can have hidden layers. You never know what you might find.